Good morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. And this is the Native Jazz Quartet in the background. And the guy who got it all going is sitting right across the console from me, Ed Littlefield. Good morning, Ed.
Hello, good morning.
And Ed, I am just fascinated by this tune. Tell me about this song.
Well, this song is called Adu Sik Soe, and the words, the song was written by Charlie Joseph about his daughter, and it's about a girl walking up this hill packing something, and the guy asks, who is that little girl packing something up the hill? What is that chubby little girl up to? And then he says, at the end of the lyrics, he says, is that my little girl? That's her. That's her. So it's a children's lullaby. So the equivalent to, you know, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in Western culture. And these were sung, you know, to babies hundreds, thousands of years ago.
And I understand the sentiment from the parent. Yeah. Is that my kid walking in the lakeside?
Oh, right. Who is that kid? That's right. Mine. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess at some point, tell me about, first I'll let people know, you're going to be playing with your quartet tomorrow night at the Sitka Jazz Festival, and also today at noon?
We're going to do a brown bag, part of the brown bag concert, we'll at least show up for one or two tunes.
All right, and you're a freelance percussionist based in Seattle now, but your heart is in Sitka, I'm sure, and always has been. I want to know a little bit about where the idea emerged for connecting traditional Tlingit song and jazz. Did you just kind of wake up in the night and say, I can do this, can be done?
Yeah, it was actually in the middle of the night when I didn't wake up. And so I always tell this story. I was having a dream, and I was in my head, I was singing the hook song, which was taught by Claire Paradovich. And maybe a lot of you know this in song because it's taught in Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan in the schools. And so I was dreaming about it, and I was sitting behind a drum set, and all of a sudden I started playing this jazz beat. It's called an Afro-Cuban 12-8. And in my head, it meshed perfectly. And I, you know, the next morning I woke up, and I don't really remember dreams all that often, but I remember this one. It was so impactful. And I said, this needs to happen. So, and actually, the Native Jazz Quartet part is a collaboration between Christian Fabian, a bass player from New York, and I. So, you know, I kind of said, hey, I want to do this group. And he and I just kind of worked together to make it happen.
So. Okay. So, Christian, I can see bringing Christian on board because he's been teaching with you at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And
I think 6 years now.
Yes. Yeah. So you guys kind of know each other. And I think Christian probably understands kind of the vibe here in Sitka. But what about Jason Marsalis and Ruel Lubog?
Lubog.
How do you convey this idea to guys like that?
All right. So first of all, I met Ruel in Seattle. He lives in Seattle. He's a freelance guy in there, and he does a ton of playing with his trio and many other groups. And Christian knew him as well, so he thought that was a great fit for the trio. And then Christian wanted to bring in kind of a big star, you know, a name in the industry, as we say. And so he recommended Jason because I had, you know, talked to Christian about this, about, you know, possibly having vibraphone because I love the sound of the vibraphone. And he said, Jason, pick Jason. And so he had his contact info. We asked him, and he said, great. Not really explaining exactly what the tour we did last summer was going to be or the recording session. He just said, it's a gig. We're going to go do a session in the studio. And after doing the session in October of last year, a year and a half ago, we said, oh, we want to do this tour. And Jason is such a great guy. He said, great, sign me up for those, you know, 9 days. And getting him to do maybe a different type of music and, you know, a different kind of fusion of music, it wasn't that hard. I mean, jazz is a collection of all kinds of musics, you know, African rhythms, polyrhythms, Western harmonies. And so to put something in it, it's very malleable. You can change it up. And so a lot of actually jazz artists around the world are doing that. They're taking their influences and putting them into jazz, since it's a format you can kind of put things into. So getting him on board was not actually that difficult at all.
He said, hey, this is the kind of thing we do in jazz.
This is what I do, is what he said.
Bring it on. Show me what it sounds like. Well, I was talking, I guess, the Marsalis family is a really important jazz family in New Orleans. And I was telling you before we went on the air, I was just looking at a YouTube video of Wynton Marsalis, Jason's older brother, who was performing at a jazz festival in France somewhere. And he said, now I'd like to bring to the stage Mark O'Connor. And there's, kind of silence, like, who's Mark O'Connor? And he goes, Mark O'Connor is a master of the American fiddle. And so O'Connor comes out, and Marsalis says, this is an Afro-American tune called Boil Em Cabbage Down. Mark O'Connor starts playing. It's a really simple tune, just four notes. And it just builds into this incredible jazz on something. People are come to their feet, and they're standing up, and they're clapping. They're out of control. And somehow, just... that taking that kind of risk and merging those two styles somehow brought out the best of both.
The best of both, right. Yeah. And I think that's really the goal. Is I've been studying jazz for years now. But I also studied, Alaska Native Thingit music since I was almost born. So it's great to find a mix that can mesh like that, and be both standalone, and they can, work well together. So I gotta watch that YouTube video.
I'll send you the link. It really is cool. So the songs that you used in your album Walking Between Worlds, and I assume you're gonna play a lot of these or several of these in your set tomorrow. The songs are songs in Tlingit culture are not to be bandied around. They're important, and they're considered property, and you have to kind of approach it with the right approach.
Yeah, and the right approach is always respect. Mm-hmm. So that never has failed me. So, but these songs that I put on the album are all public domain songs. So the equivalent of folk songs.
So no clan claims ownership.
No clan can claim ownership or has claimed ownership to these songs. I know the person and the people that have taught them to us, they were actually recorded in the 80s by my mother at a house on Catlian Street with a big old tape recorder and a microphone, and he was singing them. And that's where I first heard them when I was a kid. And then... And then later on when she had digitized them. But these songs are hundreds, if not thousands of years old, and some like the Adu Sik Sawe is only 60 years old. Mm-hmm. But they're very old melodies, and no clan has claimed ownership.
Have any elders spoken to you about this at all?
No, not yet. There was one issue of a rights thing, but we worked it out peacefully. Everyone talked. I said, this is what I was thinking, and everything was fine. So it's been overwhelmingly supportive.
All right.
For this whole project. So
it's great. It's an interesting approach. It's so uniquely, Littlefieldian and Sitkin that, I encourage people to kind of give this music a chance. Back in the fall when you guys played, you brought up Jason and Ruel and Christian, I think people were just really kind of blown away by the effectiveness of the Tlingit tune, and then the jazz reply came on, and then the melody would occasionally come through really strongly, and then yeah, interesting.
Well, the thing that helps that is the artistry of the fellow musicians. Ruel's an amazing player, piano player, and Jason is just an amazing musician in general. He also plays drums, so that's his main instrument, but he's been working on his vibraphone, which sounds great to me. And then Christian has been doing everything for years in New York and New Jersey, so that also helps the vibe,
Yeah, creation. When Jason is playing the vibes, I challenge anybody to just follow the mallet. Just try and keep your eye on the ball there. It's amazing.
It's amazing watching. And so we actually, this is a surprise, breaking news. We have a DVD of the Saturday night concert that we did here in Sitka at the Performing Arts Center.
All right.
For sale at the you know, at the festival. So
okay.
It's the full 2-hour set, and you get our picture on the back.
What more could you want?
What more could you want? And it's the best of both worlds, too. It's my CD tracks as well as Christian's West Coast Session, which okay. The same trio is on, Quartet.
All right. That is yeah. a good something to look for as you are wandering around intermission at the Sitka Jazz Fest this weekend. Ed, we're just about out of time, okay. but your schedule as a freelance percussionist sounds so benign, like I just wait for somebody to call me and I go play drums, but your calendar in the next few weeks is just crazy.
I'm actually booked, which is a good thing, till August right now. So, but I've got sound design thing in Juneau, and all at the same time I've got an artist in the school's residency, which turns into another work meeting for the Basic Arts Institute, which turns into an artist in the school's residency in Kodiak. So for 5 weeks, I'm straight working on three or four projects.
And sound design at Juno is for a theater.
Yeah, it's for Perseverance Theater. So a Raisin in the Sun, if you can make it over there for that.
Okay, and what does that mean? Are you just like, are you doing the sound heard in the play, or are you creating the audio environment?
So right now for this one, it's not a composition thing. It's just taking tracks that work for this different scenes, a telephone ringing, city sounds in the outside, or a taxi cab, and then also doing the transitions. So,
okay,
yeah, that's great.
A day in the life,
yes,
of
right
the
here.
Freelance percussionist, and also a workshop next August.
And then my last gig for the summer is a Native Jazz workshop Christian and I are trying to put on, featuring Ruel and Jason, and it's all about creation. So it's going to be a 4 or 5 day event, depending on the number of people that sign up. And we're going to create new music, new jazz, based on melodies that we can use, either created by me, Tlingit melodies created by myself, or if we can find a person, a clan, that would like to donate one song for this project. And we're hoping this will be a big event for years to come.
4 days next August.
August 13th through the 19th.
And where can people find out more about this?
Go to the Facebook page, Native Jazz Quartet. We're going to be putting up a bunch of promotional material and where to sign up and everything.
Okay. And is it's going to be here in Sitka?
Yes, at the Sheldon Jackson.
Okay, at the Sheldon Jackson at the Fine Arts Campus there. And people, students and musicians will be able to sort of participate in this process that you have.
Exactly. So that's what we're trying to do with this, is build on what I started. I mean, this is a first step to what I really want, is to make Native music, bring it into the 21st century. So we're not disrespecting it by changing it. We're actually respecting it by changing it and making it move forward.
Yeah, bringing it along.
Bringing it with us.
Yeah. All right. Ed Littlefield is a freelance percussionist. He lives in Seattle now, but he's from Sitka, and he is going to be performing with the Native Jazz Quartet this noontime at the Brown Bag Lunch, and his main set is going to be tomorrow evening during the Friday night concert of the Sitka Jazz Fest. SitkaJazzFestival.com is the place to go for more information. Thanks so much, Ed, for coming in
this
morning.